I have the flu.
You sound fine, sir.
I should. I'll put on my radio voice.
Put on your radio voice. Okay.
I'm now on community radio.
We catch up with him every week. It's Astro Dave, but here's a special catch up with Dave this afternoon because of the Juno mission in Jupiter. And Dave, they got signal. Is that right?
Over the moon, mate. Over the moon. Yep, got signal right on time. The mission is a success. The Juno spacecraft is now parked in orbit around Jupiter and ready for a really bonza, good word, 18-month mission.
What do they hope to achieve by circling it 27 times?
Right, what we're going to do is try and find out the makeup of this planet. This is Jupiter's an enigma wrapped in a puzzle with a question mark on it. It's crazy. It doesn't do what it should do. We want to know why it's there. Why does it produce more radio noise or radio static and energy than what it gets in? What's at the centre of it? Is there a solid core? Is there an ocean there? We just don't know. What's the makeup of the clouds? Ammonia, hydrogen, spinning at 200 or 300k in different directions.
And the red spot's very interesting for a lot of people too, isn't it?
The red spot is a giant storm there. Galileo saw that way back in 1609. Look, there are so many things we're going to find out about this planet by looking at it, delving into it like we will. We're going to answer a lot of questions about how our solar system was put together, whether Jupiter came first, and whether we're part of that cloud that made Jupiter. We just don't know, but it was elation at mission control. It was televised live. Televised is not the right word, but
streamed live
on NASA TV.
It's funny, in 2001, A Space Odyssey, the follow-up called 2010, they actually made Jupiter become a second sun. And I've often asked this question, should it have become a second sun in our solar system?
No, that gets asked quite a lot. Never could, never will, never did. It was way too small. When the cloud of gas that made our sun, this hydrogen ball that formed our solar system, broke away from a larger piece, it condensed down under gravity. And doing so, bits and pieces broke off because it started to spin. That's just simple physics. When you compress something down like that and you have a thermonuclear reaction happening inside, you get movement. So this cloud began to spin. There's a reason I'm telling you this. When that cloud started to spin, it spun faster and faster. A piece broke off, it shot off, and that became the planets we have now. The remaining part left over became the sun. Now, the piece that was shot off from there contained Jupiter as well. When Jupiter formed out of that second cloud that was orbiting the sun, there wasn't enough gas in that cloud to form Jupiter into a star or a sun. You need a certain size ball of gas to compress down to become a star, to start that thermonuclear reaction. So in a nutshell, in one line or one paragraph, Jupiter never did, never could, never was.
Just fancy thinking on my part, Dave. Sounds like, yeah, just fancy thinking on my part.
There you go. We've given you an astronomy lesson.
Hey, how like the Americans to time its arrival on the Independence Day, which is, you know, the movie's out, the sequel.
Yeah, you can't knock them. Yeah. Look, they're good at that. Yeah. They're good at the fanfare. Why not? Here's a billion-dollar mission. You're riding on so many variables here that could have gone wrong. You've got to advance 5 years with your thinking. You've got to know where this thing's going to be in 5 years' time and have it land there right on the money. You're moving at 200 times the speed of sound. I mean, can you imagine the computations, the mathematics, the physics involved with this?
They'd be hell to pay if they missed their mark, wouldn't they?
Well, if they'd have missed that mark, it would have sailed off into the distance. We would never have seen it again.
Yeah, exactly.
But it did work. It worked fine. They're good at that. The burn happened at 1:30 this afternoon. At 10 minutes to 2, we got the confirmation signal back. That signal comes back as a tone, a musical tone, by the way.
In the key of what?
Not sure.
I was watching NASA TV and they did have a little conversation there about, we've got the tone, we're excited.
Yeah.
There's nothing in the tone, though. We just know what's happening, you know?
Yeah, it's like the doorbell when it rings. Hello, somebody's home.
Yeah.
But good mission, well done, and we expect to learn quite a lot. Yeah. What they'll do now, they'll just they'll get their gear organised. They'll do a few rundown and shakedown tests on the equipment. It's got a Juno cam on it, beautiful name.
Oh, I hope they stream it live.
Yeah, well, look, you'll start getting images back perhaps sometime tonight, maybe tomorrow. I don't think we'll see much in the way of hard data until perhaps the middle of next month.
All right, Dave. Check out Astro Dave's website at daverenicki.com if you'd like to, you know, have a look at these astronomical stories, and no doubt you'll be posting something in the next few days about some of the results here.
It's already up there now.
Already up there. He's into it already.
There you go.
All right, Dave. Thank you, mate.
Thanks.
And get well.
I will. Thanks.
See ya.